All right, you all. So it's the Love Hunter. I'm back. And yeah, I've been going back and forth with people on this topic and heard it from so many different angles. And, you know, on one side, from the male side, I'm so disappointed in us. But then on the other side, from the female side, I'm like, y'all, shh, hush, please. I'm talking about body count. And as we talk about body count, then I'll get into fertility. And then as we get into fertility, I'll also get into the uneven dating pool, right? And I put them in that order for a reason. I want to speak to them in that order. So here's the deal, y'all. Number one, on the male side for body count, practice what you preach. That's just how I feel. Practice what you preach. That's number one. If you're not going to condemn men for their high body count, don't condemn women for high body count. And the crazy thing is, this is what we wanted, right? All the R&B, all the hip hop, all this, like, not one time, and I hate to say it this way because I'm not trying to condemn us or put us down. Not one time in the 50 years of hip hop have I ever seen anybody lift up and embrace abstinence. Have I seen anyone lift up and embrace virginity? Have I seen anyone lift up or embrace a kept woman, a undefiled woman? I'm not going to list names. I have way too many lyrics. Way too many lyrics. But this is what we wanted. Don't act brand new. Now, so you encouraged the behavior. You rapped about it. You pushed it and promoted it. And then I'm going to say that pornography is a male machine. It is more male than female because of who's watching. That changed over time with it. It became more mutual, I guess. But what I'm saying in general is, men, come on now. Like, I know us. I've been watching us. I'm friends with us. I am us. And a couple years ago, dudes couldn't, I mean, they'd break their ankle to catch up with a woman. You never even asked about body count. You never even talked about body count. And to be honest, the STD rates were proving that nobody cared about body count. Come on, y'all. So if we're going to be clean, be clean. Go to what you want. So like on the male side, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, either you want somebody with a high body count or you don't. You want somebody that's experienced or you don't. You want somebody that's a virgin or you don't. So if you want is someone that is a virgin, go to that. I can show you exactly where to go right now. If that's what you want, there's three demographics that I know of where low body count, virginity, and abstinence is the ultimate goal. I know of it in Muslim circles, and I believe some, you know, very charismatic circles, you know, like the Pentecostals, Catholics, and maybe Mormon, maybe, I don't know. But I don't get it. And none of the guys I know are screaming and crying about this. I think it's the younger singles that are talking about body count. So I just don't get the frustration or the crying about it when you know what you want. So go to that. I don't know. Fast food. I don't like this. Is a trap. Blah, 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 blah. Well, don't eat there. Like, what? This is so simple. This is like Mr. Miyagi Matrix Morpheus wisdom. You take the red or the blue pill? Which one? You take the red pill, you wake up. You take the blue pill, you stay asleep. So now that you're quote unquote woke to, you know, high body count, stay away from it. That's easy. Stay away from it. And like, if you meet somebody and you guys are talking real good, dating real good and all that, and everything is good, but the body count is too high. I mean, is that shame on the men or shame on the woman? Because the men created the body count. She accepted it. She welcomed it in. But like I said, this is what we've always wanted. This is what men have been trying to usher in for I don't know how long. So come on, men. How many strip clubs do we own? Come on, men. How many porn companies do we own? Come on, men. How many times have we looked at porn? Come on, men. How many times in our advertising have we bought things because they show women's cleavage or their body? Come on now. Like, don't act brand new. Don't get soft on me. If you want to stick your chest out and be a strong, masculine man, be that. But to be crying out in public about high body count and then completely ignore where you can get low body count, I don't get it. I don't understand what the fuss is about. You know where you can get low body count, so go do that. And if you don't know where to get that, now who has the problem? You're fussing about high body count, but you won't go over to where low body count is. Whose problem is that? Man, all this food out here is trash. The fast food is trash. The restaurant food is trash. The Uber food is trash. The Uber Eats is trash. Well, have you thought about, hey, love hunter, have you thought about loving on yourself and maybe learning to cook your own meal? Have you thought about maybe taking some cooking classes? No. No, I don't love myself. I love hating on people. So that's all I'm saying is, men, okay, like if this football team is trash, or if I see on my fantasy football team, every time I play this defense or every time I play this quarterback, they're trash, take them out. Drop them. It's a bye week. You need to drop them anyway. Why are you fantasy football and trash? It's a trash mindset. Just let it go. Let it go, man. You'll breathe and sleep so much easier. If the woman that you want has a high body count and you love her and you adore her and you enjoy your time with her, you love her brain, you love her mind and all this. If she was high body count in the past, but she's not anymore, what's the problem? What's the problem? And when as men did we flip? Like, that's what I'm like. When as men did we flip to where now we're mad at women for the high body count, when in the past, women be like, oh no, girl, I heard he was over Shonda's in them house the other day, blah, blah, blah. I heard he gets around. And the number one thing women are trying to do is keep that man away, because they know that if that man has been talented enough to get with two and three women that you know, you're next. Some people are just like that. I hate to say it like that, but some people are just, they're like that, where in their adulthood, their pheromones and their energy and what they are so strong that people can't stay away from them. They're immediately addicted to them. We were created to attract and attract each other. That's how we were created. That's not a bad thing. So, man, when did we switch? I'm a sensitive guy. I'd rather be a lover than a fighter any day. But saying that, sometimes you have to fight because people come for you. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But that doesn't mean I don't have to throw down every now and then. You know, these giant soft hands sometimes have to throw down. And I don't want that. Like, I want to be your friend. But I've been forced by, you know, my big bros and cousins and family to have to train to know how to stick and move, because they're just like, you can't be like this all the time. What if you get cornered? What if you get this, that, and the third? And so now you have to learn how to fight. You got to stick and move. But I don't know, man. When did we switch? It used to be that You know, men would gloat and parade around their body count. I know men with body counts higher than their heart rate. I know men with body counts higher than the century. Okay? I know men with body counts that could reach when the state was founded. Okay? So like we're not in a position to cast this blame. I really don't. So men, we got to chill on that. On the feminine side, okay? On the feminine side, ladies, shh. Ladies, come on. I'm trying to help you out. This is not something to brag on. This is not something to tell men. You cannot. The psychology of the way we are built, okay? As men, we got a real tiny little internal pride. Our inner man is not very big. We're a machine with muscles. And if the love and the heart hasn't been built there, it's very easy to destroy. So what am I saying? From a very young age, boys are taught that the muscle is masculinity, that the jobs are masculinity, that football and basketball and sport is masculinity, and that crying and emotions and feeling bad for people and doing the shadow work and emotional work is for everybody but you. The gay men can have it. The professors can have it. Everybody can have it but the straight male, which is why so many straight males are in their feelings about this. Somebody with a high body count doesn't mean you're trash. And men, let's speak on it. We'll take it personal. Well, if she's got a high body count, where do I rank? Am I the worst? Will I be the best? She's only supposed to be with me. I'm supposed to be the only man in her mind, in her heart, and this, that, and the third. So men take it so personal that they weren't the flag, right? You go look out on people's porches, they got American flag. They take it so personal that they're not going to be the only flag on that house. Because to men, women are the territory. And the man occupies the territory. To women, women always see themselves as connected to that man, be it mental, be it spiritual, or as physical. Women always see themselves connected to that man. No matter what happens, women see it as, he's always mine. You know, to women, we're always a possession. But if you flip it the other way around, men don't see it that way. Women see women as the territory, as the frontier, as the zone, and we see ourselves as the one to occupy it. So anytime we see that somebody put a flag here, well, somebody put a flag here too. Well, her body count is two. Man, two people got here before me. And now men are in their feelings. They're like, well, okay. I mean, it kind of lowers my confidence a little bit, kind of lowers my pride a little bit because I'm not the one. And then, so then you got to ask yourself the question, man, once again, where do you get low body count? That's what I'm saying. Ladies, I'm trying to help you out here. Like, we're not the same. We're not equal. We are very different. Women may be a shark. A man may be a tiger. Women may be an eagle. A man may be a ostrich. Women may be a giraffe. A man might be a whale. Okay? They're different. One may breathe in oxygen, and we may breathe in oxygen essentially from the same area and do something different with it. The giraffe, the lion, the hyena, and what else? They all breathe in the same desert air, but they're different creatures. They're not equal, but they should be significantly, with equity, studied and understood. That part, we should be studied and understood with equality. Yes. We don't have to be the same. We can be beautiful, unique, and amazing. But the want and the need, you know, and I can say this between straight partners. I'll have to get myself educated on what my, you know, lesbian, gay, and trans brothers and sisters might say. And that's a great interview. Just sit down, you know, with the pride homies and see what they might say about this. But this is what I've known and I've studied. Ladies, you all are taking over in corporate America because of your work, not because of equality. You all are working hard. You're getting it done. I've had, what, 4 or 5 bosses? Almost my whole career has been female bosses. I've had maybe 1 male boss. That's not because of equality. That's because of hard work. Women are doing amazing things now. We have our first female vice president, Kamala Harris. Whether you like her or not, that's... That's huge, okay? Look at where we're at. Oh my God. So, you know, if there's a Republican female candidate and we have our first Republican female president, now you know why. It's because it's not equality, it's the work. Like, people are doing the work right now. So, it's kind of loud, isn't it? My bad, y'all. So, women are doing the work. The work is the work is the work. A diamond is not a ruby. A mountain is not a rainforest. Water is not fire. You know, like, things don't have to be equal for us to love them and appreciate them. We meet in the middle. We love each other. We do what we do. But ladies, shh. Men, we aren't built that way inside to handle that. You could tell a man one and he'd still be like, well, who is he? And how long was it ago? And did you shower? Did you mouthwash? What'd y'all do? Like, we're not internal creatures. We're not built to handle things internally very well. That's why as we get a little bit older, things attack us a little bit different. Things, you know, kind of hit us a little bit different. And we don't recover as well. The strokes, the heart attacks. That testosterone dips a little bit and we see how vulnerable we are because that strong pumping testosterone, it starts to share with us how vulnerable we are. And then we see it. We're like, oh, I'm vulnerable. And then your emotions start creeping back up. All the things you didn't build since childhood that women have been operating in for decades starts to show up in us. And we're like, man, I never really took the time to look at different perspectives. I never really took the time to understand what women think. I never really took the time to understand what all the people I beat up thought. I never took the time to understand what all the people I beat were thinking. You know, you start to look at things from other perspectives, and that's what makes a lot of men run and hide. They run and hide behind their money. They run and hide behind their laws. They run and hide behind their amendments. They run and hide behind all that because they see how vulnerable they are. So ladies, please understand, with this whole body count thing, please approach it as the man is the weaker vessel. He don't need to know all that. If you don't have anything, you know, like the STD or transmitted disease, if you're good, you're good, right? Then the next part you got to worry about, you know, like my girl Molly on Insecure. If your name is out there, now you should be really worried. Now you should be really worried because if there's nothing going on, you're healthy and clean down there and all that, and you do have a high body count and you're looking for love, it might be time to move because now your name is out there. And that's like, it's kind of scary. So you've either got to recruit someone from outside your bubble to come into the city, into the town, or you've got to relocate because, I mean, you can't, if you've gone through people and you're trying to date, now it's going to be even tougher because now you got this, the talk. And, you know, guys, we're not nice. Like, guys are not nice. Guys can say something to your boo, the guy you're dating, and then at the snap of a finger, he's gone. He's like, I think we're on different pages. I think we're on different things. Well, what do you mean? Babe, what do you mean? We were just happy last week. Like, what changed? What changed? I don't know. You know, I'm just thinking of some new things, right? I'm just trying to tie a new thing. You know, it's like new things. And he already left you mentally. And you're trying to figure out, like, what is wrong? And I don't know. That's why, like, when people relocate, like, those relocation programs, I can't knock it. Sometimes you need a new start. You need a fresh start. Because for everybody to be pointing and looking at you and be like, yeah, that's the one that she did it. But it's like, I hear these stories now. And what's hard is, like, as I transition into the fertility conversation, as women want to settle down and have children, if that's what you want to do that with a husband type. You want to do that with a father type. That gets really hard when that husband father type doesn't trust you. So the type of guys, and this is like one of the greatest conversations ever to be had, like the people that are quality in the bedroom, a lot of times they don't have the good father skills. They don't have the good husband skills. They're good at their craft. They're good where they're good, but they're not good in these other categories, and vice versa. The guys that are trash in there can't really please you, can't really do well. Look at how high their credit is. look at how well they treat their mom. Look at how well they treat everybody. They're good with kids. They're good with old ladies, senior. They're good everywhere except the bedroom. You want that. That's a man. He ain't going nowhere. He don't got no skills. He might be too scared. You want him there. But I don't know. To each his own. We all get our own gifts, skills, and abilities. Because when it is time to settle down and get with that person and have that family, which I believe a lot of us want, then your sins come to haunt you. And it's just not the same. I wish it was different. I wish men weren't so hypocritical, ladies. I wish we wouldn't say these things and do these things and then go out and then expect ladies to be perfect and Mother Mary. But this is just how it is. I'm sorry. And I mean, we've got to do better as men. We really do. But this is where we're at. And so I'm not saying lie to men, but please understand that thinking that the equality, equity of sharing partner numbers and body count is going to help the relationship will only hurt the relationship, because now you're bringing people by talking about that body count, relieving that body count and all that, you're bringing people into the relationship that will only destroy it. They won't help your relationship with that person. I'm afraid to have that conversation. I don't think people should have that conversation. Are you healthy? Do you love me? Do you care about me? Will you be faithful? And let's talk about our plans. That's like it. But onto the fertility, again, it's like our bodies have a clock. I thought it was just females. It's males too. Our bodies have a clock. So as we're trying to settle down and all this, we've got to understand, if this person is what I want, male or female, if this person is what I want, and yes, they have a past, and yes, they've done these things. Well, did they change? Did they repent? Did they, you know, are they a different person now? Can we excuse that and just deal with the person we've got now? Because I feel like anybody can be made fun of. Anybody can be embarrassed. Anybody can be trash talked. But how dedicated are you to working on what we're going to do as a couple, as a business, and as a future? Because that's your business now. Who you're with. You're the executive board. You're the body shop. You're the engine. You're the accountant. You're the personal trainers. You're the marriage counselors, you know, and hopefully you had your marriage counseling before you got married. Plug. Hope you had your marriage counseling before you got married. Hope you had your marriage counseling before you got married. So now you're doing good business. If the goal is to have these children, that means we got to clean things up mentally. It's time to sit down, talk to a therapist, and get rid of those things we're still holding on to before we get in a relationship. So then when we have these kids, things from the past, our past sins, aren't coming to choke us and haunt us. Because that fertility game is nothing to play with. And so we went out and had our fun and done all these things and all this, that, and the third. But then where is our mind at when we want to settle down with this person? Are we still seeking therapy while we're raising a child? Or have we done the therapy and taken the time while we're single, right? Because you're going to need it at some point. You're going to need it at some point. So it's better to do it ASAP, as soon as possible. Because things break us. Things hurt us. And sometimes we never recover from those things. So then it's like when you're trying to have a child and you've got these stresses riding along with you, well, that's just going to be passed down to the child. You're going to put stress on them as a baby and a toddler that they didn't even ask for. So we got to clean it up. We just got to clean it up. That's male and female. Male and female. We got to clean it up. Last but not least, there is an uneven dating pool. And I do feel bad about this because a lot of people have gotten winners. I'm talking about winners with doing little to nothing. A lot of people have gotten some amazing, I'm talking about amazing people, you know, in their marriage, in their world, and they've done nothing. Like they didn't do anything but sleep with that person, right? It was like the one person in their body count that was validated was who they married. You know, it's like they were doing their thing in college. 1, 2, 3, 4, married. And it's like, that's not really fair to tell, you know, these singles out here, well, you just need to try new things. You need to do this or stop being so picky and blah, blah, blah. When like some of us got who we're with by partying, like I was drinking, you know, or somebody was smoking or you were tailgating at a football game. That's how you met your wife. That's how you met your husband, was beer and hot dogs. You know, you dried out the body, then you filled it with unsafe meat. So there is an uneven dating pool. I'm trying to hook up people that don't even match right now. It's sad. And these are good people. But like, you know, one may be really tall. One may be really short. One may be super conservative. Another is very liberal. One loves Jedi. The other loves Sith. You know, one loves DC, the other loves Marvel. One is pro-black and Kemet. The other is, you know, Pentecostal. So it's like, I don't know, y'all. The dating pool is uneven. We need to help each other out better. And what gets harder is not knowing ourselves. When you don't know yourselves, it makes it so much harder to engage with and speak to, you know, other people that, you know, might be helpful to your friends. So we're still going through all our stuff. And now we're trying to help our friends, you know, meet up with somebody. And we don't realize, like, we didn't ask very good questions. So the things that we're struggling with, we didn't even ask that person, hey, are you, you still drinking a lot? Are you still blah, 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 blah? Because you bump into them, you know them, or you want to encourage them to date a friend of yours. And, you know, whatever a red flag is in your life that you've exposed in yourself now, you've got to maybe talk about those things with those people and screen them. And then when you're trying to, you know, pass them over to your homie, pass them over to your friend, you know, that lady, now that you're giving them a quality person. You know, it's like on a job interview, they ask these questions, you know, about jail time, about, you know, trouble with the law. and they ask you all these specifics where it feels like it's kind of too personal. Like, you ever go to those doctor visits and they're like, and when was your last time? And who was it with? And was it unprotected? You're like, ugh, like, what? Why you want to know all this? So all I'm saying, you all, is simply this. We've got to do a better job of knowing ourselves and building ourselves up. A lot of things that we're doing out here now, we're only doing out of some type of brokenness or hurt or pain. Let's go fix that brokenness, hurt, or pain. Do the therapy. Sit down and talk to somebody. Get it out. Write it out. Have a journal. Talk about what's going good, what's going bad. Split the line in the middle each day. Stop letting all of your internal hurts and pains be triggered by what's going on in the world. Go fix you. Just go fix you. Because this uneven dating pool and the people we're trying to hook up, they're hurting too. So, I mean, you just imagine, like, how many people in marriages right now are hurting or were divorced. Well, the people that are single, they're hurting too. So we've all got to do a better job of understanding and knowing each other internally before, you know, we keep pushing more buttons and hollering at people and yelling at people. Just please stop. Let's just deal with us first. Then when you want to look at fertility, now the fertility conversation is so much easier because I've dealt with me. I've dealt with my problems. I've dealt with my issues. I've disconnected from the things that make me make bad decisions, or I've disconnected from the behaviors that are going to embarrass me later on in life. Yes, I have a past, but I've disconnected from that. So now when somebody comes up to me talking about body count, I'm not that same person anymore. I did that because of XYZ. I'm not doing that anymore. I thought that what I needed to fulfill life was this. And you realize you don't need that anymore. But if that's what you want, and you're an adult and you know exactly what you want, and you can see 20, 30 years down the road that you're happy, do whatever you want to do. If that's what you want to do, do whatever you want to do. But as far as high body count, fertility, and the uneven dating pool, we've all got to work on us and clean us up, the person in the mirror. None of this gets better by pointing the finger at somebody else. You've got to fix you. You've got to do your shadow work. You've got to fix the me inside. I mean, I mentioned that briefly, that men, we don't do a good job of building the internal self, the emotional intelligence, and it comes back roaring with a passion as we get older. And it's the reason why we do some of the things that we do. It's 100%. That internal, emotional intelligence or lack thereof, it comes back roaring as midlife crisis, in privilege, anger, grumpiness, highly judgmental, self-hate, self-doubt. And we as men, you don't understand how hard we are on ourselves. And nobody ever says it that way. They'll just say, oh, you know, that's just not me. I was raised to be this, and this. And they don't realize you're harder on yourself than anybody ever was. You're literally setting yourself up in your mind as a punching bag and then walking up, no, don't do that no more. And you're just punching yourself when really you just need the therapy. You need somebody quality to talk to. So, yeah. All right, y'all. Peace and love. I'm out of here. I love you all. Hope you love me back. I'll see you soon.